It is good to be in the Lord's house this evening. I'm glad to be amongst his people.
Yeah.
Glad to see my family in church with me. And
yes.
Glad that the Lord is still very much alive, still very much blessing his people. Amen. Still very much. Amen. As much a part of our lives, Brother Jerry, as we want to make it. Amen. Tonight, Jerry says time and time again, you get in the service, what you put into it, you'll get out of it. Amen. And I believe that's true. We just put our whole heart in serving the Lord. Amen. That he'll be able to give us exactly what our needs are, exactly what we need. He says, supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. And I'm glad today that we got a God that has an endless supply. Amen. Of what we need from him. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to start about verse 8 and read on down. Amen. Probably to the end of the chapter. And was preaching at Allen's Chapel this morning and got to preaching on about the same thing. But the Lord's given me some different scripture tonight for us. So you just bear with us and we'll do the best we can to preach you his word as he has given to us. And that's all we can do. Amen. Yeah. God just expects the best that we can have for him. Amen. He don't expect me to do Jerry's job. He don't expect Jerry to do Dad's job. Amen. He's got something for each and every one of us.
Yes.
Amen. He wants us to do. Amen.
Yep.
I'm glad God was merciful with Jonah. Amen. Yep. We talked about that song. I'm glad he was merciful with Jonah. He could have said, Jonah, I'm through with you. I'm finished with you. I'll get somebody else. Amen, but there were some people down there in the city of Nineveh, amen, that needed something that Jonah could do that nobody else could do.
Amen. Amen.
God wanted Jonah, amen. He wants you and me tonight to do what he'd have us to do, amen. Don't know why I got off on that, but that's free. It won't cost you a thing. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Listen to the Word of God tonight as it says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Amen.
Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed.
Yeah.
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
Mm-hmm.
For which we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you.
Yes.
We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and I therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God.
Amen.
Listen to the next couple verses closely. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Yeah.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen.
Yeah.
And tonight, the Lord be our helper. Amen. We're going to talk about these light afflictions, amen, that come upon us. Like I said this morning, God gave me another place over in 2 Timothy chapter 1 where it talks about, amen, enduring the afflictions of the gospel, amen. That kind of inspired this message tonight. I got to thinking about Paul here, one of the men that had went through so much for the Lord. He was stoned, he was beaten. Amen, he went through a lot for the Lord, but we still find him saying, hey, I may be persecuted, I may be troubled on every side, but I'm not distressed. Hey, I may be perplexed, but I'm not in despair. I may be persecuted, but I'm not forsaken. I may be cast down, but I'm not destroyed. Amen. He said the afflictions that we go through are not worthy. Amen. To be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. He called them a light affliction. Amen. He was stoned. He was beaten, like I said. Hey, but he said, I'm going to count all these things as dung that I might win Christ.
Amen.
A lot of times we get in church and the smallest old thing will just trip us up and just make our week the most miserable week we've ever seen. Hey, we'll stub our toe and, oh, I'll tell you what, we can't go to church. Hey, for the smallest thing, amen, I'm just going to preach on myself just for a little while, amen. Won't do nobody else no harm, but I tell you, hey, sometimes the littlest things, like I said this morning, the little foxes, are the ones that spoil the vine a lot of times. Hey, we look for some great big thing like Brother Jerry talked about. I believe it was Naaman over there. Boy, he was looking for some great big thing to happen. Hey, man, Elijah, come on down. He said, go and dip in the Jordan seven times. And then he went on his way. And that old boy, I tell you what, he was probably all sore and all pouty. Hey, he said, why didn't this man do some great thing? Hey, man, and the little girl, amen, was the wisest of them all. Hey, she said, well, Master, if he asked you to do some small, some great thing, wouldn't you have done that as well?
Right.
Hey, man, he had to get down off his horse, his high horse.
Amen.
Literally, he had to get down off that thing and eat a little bit of humble pie. Today, me and you, amen, I could eat a little more humble pie from now time to time. Hey, if we could get ourselves, where this old world does not offend us. I believe it was Jesus who said that so many people went away because they were offended at His Word, in this world. Hey, if we could just tucktail and run at the little old things that this world can throw us. What does that say about us as a Christian?
Amen.
What does that say about our walk with the Lord? What does that say about our strength in God? Amen. If we let the old devil win. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want the devil to win. I want to be like Paul who said, you know what, I may go through some stuff down here. Yeah, we may see people that we love die and go on to be with the Lord. They're far better off. Amen. And yes, it's a burden on our heart. It's a heartache. Amen. To be able to have these kind of afflictions that are we know and expect as humans. Amen. This old body's going to get worn out. It's going to have to go back to the dust from which it went. Amen. But I tell you what, if we can just have the attitude that Paul had, and he said, you know, these things I count. And it's just a lot of affliction. A lot of affliction. Amen. And we turn the page there. He talks about it. It's just for a moment. It's just a very momentary thing.
Amen.
There was a message I preached here a while back. Sometimes it just keeps coming back to me. And that is having a long-term vision. If we could just get our eyes off the right now, here and now, and see that eternal weight of glory which those afflictions are going to, work for us. We can strive for the prize and the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's just for a moment. It's just a temporary thing. The afflictions that me and you suffer right now, just temporary. But He said it works for us. A far more exceeding and eternal way to glory.
Amen.
It works for us something better. I believe it's Peter that said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. As though some strange thing happened unto you. Don't think that strange.
Amen.
Concerning those things. Why? Because Paul said it's just a little bit old thing. It's going to help work some things out on you. I listened to a message this morning about a man. He was talking about Jeremiah seeing the vision of the potter and the clay. He said that potter works on that clay on the wheel. And he does the best he can to get all the little imperfections out of it. Tries his best to work some of that stuff out. And boy, I tell you what, it hurts from time to time when the master picks out the imperfects. In the pot, in the clay. But it's necessary, it's needful.
That's right.
Amen. That we might have a more far exceeding eternal weight and glory. For us. Paul said in verse 18 there, we just read, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. What's he talking about? He's talking about faith.
Yes.
Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yeah.
The evidence of things not seen. He said, many times the just shall live by faith. He said here that we're going to look on the things which are not seen. What's he saying? He says, there's a city and a building whose maker is God. Amen. Not built with hands. Abraham looked for that city. Hey, talked about Hebrews 11, right. All the different heroes of the faith. Look for that city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. And those are the things that we can't see right now. Amen. I believe it said Abraham, they didn't obtain the promise, but they saw them afar off.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
And so Paul says, I see the eternal weight of glory. Far off.
Yeah.
Don't know how long it's going to be. Paul didn't have a long time for his ministry before he was beheaded, they say. Hey, but he went and did some mighty things for the Lord.
Amen.
He went through some mighty things for the Lord.
Right.
And he said, every bit of it, it's going to be a greater weight of glory for me one day after a while.
Amen.
Because it's an eternal thing.
Yeah.
You see, these light afflictions we're going through right now are just temporary.
Right, brother.
Amen. It's just temporary. You find with time, a lot of things start to ease a little bit.
Yes, come on.
A lot of pains start to go away just a little bit. There'll be scars, no doubt. Hey, but the wound of that, and once it's closed up, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Yeah.
Hey, with the passing of time. Hey, but one day after a while, all those scars are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the spiritual healing is going to happen.
Amen.
Hey, we won't remember the former things that will be passed away. Hey, we'll be able to walk down the street of God with our Savior hand in hand with Jesus.
Yeah.
Not having to worry about a tear ever shed again. Not have to worry about the old devil. He'll be cast into the lake of fire. That old last enemy death, that'll be cast into the lake of fire. We will never have to walk by another loved one's casket.
That's right.
Right, brother.
Death will not be welcome in that city.
That's right.
He will not be welcome in that city. Amen. We have a far exceeding eternal weight of glory. Amen. The things which are seen are temporal.
Yeah.
But the things that are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for.
Right.
Amen. Psalm over there, Psalm 34, verse 19 said that many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Amen.
But the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Amen.
Amen.
He was telling Timothy over there in the 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, he said, persecutions. You've known my manner of walk. I've endured persecutions over in Antioch at Iconium and Lystra. Hey, that's where he got stoned at. Amen.
Right.
I've endured many persecution, but he said, out of them all, the Lord delivered me.
Amen.
Yeah. Righteous cry, and the Lord hears.
Hear it.
Yeah.
And delivered them out of all their troubles.
Amen.
Boy, ain't you glad you serve a God who's able to deliver from all troubles.
Amen.
All the afflictions that me and you had to go through this life. Paul said in Romans 8, amen, I reckon, Paul was a southern man too, I reckon, amen, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
Thank God for that glory. It's going to be revealed in us one day after a while. Amen, won't have to worry about this old tired body. Amen. Having to wake up every day, go do the same old things that make us tired, we have to do to get by. Amen. We'll get to walk on the streets of gold, and God will give us a job. Amen. If anything else, it'll make us more energetic.
Yeah.
Acts 20, and then I believe I'll be through this evening. I want to talk to you about Paul for just a little bit. Acts 20. He was... We taught on this a while back, and I continue to remember this from time to time. Amen. He gives his farewell charge to the church of Ephesus and the elders over there in Ephesus in Acts 20. Hey, it says in verse 17, it said, from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons.
Amen.
Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations.
Yeah.
Which befell me by the lying and weight of the Jews.
Yes.
How I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Amen. Before I go any further, that's what life is, friend.
Amen.
Amen. We go bound in the Spirit.
Yeah.
We get saved, we go bound in the Spirit of this life, not knowing the things that will befall us out there.
Yes, come on, brother.
Look what Paul said. The only thing he knew, he said, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city Amen. Saying that bonds and afflictions abide
Amen.
In me.
Yep.
Abide me. They're there.
Right.
Yep. Amen. That bonds and afflictions are there. Amen. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
It's there.
Right.
Listen to this. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. Why? So that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. These afflictions, these light afflictions, and these things that are going down the road, and the things that I know about, and the things that I don't know about, none of it moved me because I'm going to finish my course with joy, amen. And I'm going to finish that ministry which God gave me, amen, was given me by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself to testify of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That was his agenda. That was his purpose, amen.
Yes.
He said he wanted to win Christ above everything else. Yes. Amen. He pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said that I may win Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Christ is the prize.
Yeah.
Amen. Today we go through a lot of afflictions, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
A lot of afflictions. A lot of times it's easy to get our eyes and our minds on those afflictions like old Peter out there on the boat.
Right.
We begin to sing. Yeah, we begin to call out on the Lord, save me. Hey, it happens again and again and again.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I wonder if sometimes the Lord won't let us swallow a little bit of water.
Yeah.
Hey, man, so we can learn a time or two. That we need to trust in Him and not listen to the light of affliction. Not listen to the old forky tongue. Hey, man, as He whispers in our ear.
Right.
Not another gospel song. They've got enough of those.
Right,
amen. That's what he said earlier. That old forky tongue. Begin talking to his mind. Amen. Thank God.
Yeah.
Amen. That God has given us a discernment of the Spirit.
Yeah,
we can try the spirits and know how whether they're God or not.
Right. Amen.
Praise God tonight. Amen. We need to thank God for those afflictions.
That's right, brother.
I close with one more thing the Lord just gave to me. Very familiar scripture. I think Mike may have sung about it. Hey, 2 Corinthians one more time in chapter 12. We find that Paul beseeches the Lord, amen, to remove a thorn in his flesh.
Right.
He asked three times for the Lord to remove this thorn. Amen. Was getting down, was getting all upset and hearted, disheartened. Amen. But he said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given me a thorn in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said to me,
my grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Amen.
My grace is sufficient for thee.
Yes.
My grace. Hey, might sing the song. He's all I need.
Amen.
Hey, when trials come, he's all I need.
Amen.
Hey, when my time here is over, is done and I fought the battle and the victory's been won, praise God, Jesus is all that I need.
Thank you, Lord.
My grace is sufficient for thee.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, for my strength made perfect in weakness.
Yeah.
Made perfect in your weakness.
Yes.
In your affliction. In your trouble. Amen. He said, but Paul changed his attitude right real quick. He said, most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I'll take the power of Christ, amen, and have a thorn in my side the rest of my days.
Yeah.
Rather than be free of this old thorn and go to a place where I'll never know the power of Christ.
Amen.
It's a lot of affliction.
Right.
That thorn in his flesh was a lot of affliction.
Amen.
Hey, man, he said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessity, persecution. He said, I'm glad when all these things happen to me now. You know, when God comes into the scene, hey, when he gets in your life, amen, hey, you'll have a change of heart.
Right.
You'll be able to get through things you never knew you had to go through.
Yeah.
Why? Because his grace is sufficient in your light affliction.
Praise the Lord.
And distresses for Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, then am I strong.
Amen.
Paul said, I can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
Who strengthens me.
Amen.
Why is that? Because I've counted it all as nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, it don't move me. Because I've got my eyes set on the eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
Not
amen.
The temporal thing.
Right, brother.
Think about that the next time. Amen. There's affliction that comes your way. And the next time the devil tries to trip you, amen, tries to trip you up and make you doubt God like he did Eve.
Yeah.
Amen, that's where we got in this first place. The devil tried to make us doubt in the first place.
Amen.
Yea, hath God said.
Right.
Don't begin to ask, yea, hath God said. God said it right here.
That's right.
Amen, you can believe it. You can count on it.
Amen.
As we stand tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And they, Brother David comes and gets a song. Amen. I'm asking tonight if you've got affliction that's just tearing your world apart. Amen. I'm glad that God can put back together the pieces. Amen. But we got to give him the whole puzzle, amen, before he can do it. We can't hold one thing back.
Amen.
That's where the problem was. Amen. When Ananias and Sapphira, they began to hold back.
Amen.
Amen. They lied to the Holy Ghost because of that. Don't lie to the Holy Ghost tonight. Come tonight and get it settled, as he said.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Friend that seeketh closure.
All
than a brother.
Our sins and griefs to bear.
You'll ever have.
What a privilege to care.